Oh, yeah. I'm ready for them.
Well, good evening.
Boy, it sure is good to hear your voice. Some of us didn't make it to 2021. Happy New Year.
Hey, happy New Year to you, both of you.
And six days into the new year, haven't we come in? Did we come in here kicking down the door?
right
somebody
off the bat.
Kicking down doors.
Off the hinges. I remember 2019 when we rolled up in here in 2019. January rolled around the end of February. I was like, what is this virus I'm hearing about over in China? I'm like, this done made it a national news. You know, I'm thinking, the first thing I said, if it hit the East Coast, we in trouble. By March, it was going down. First 90 days into the new year. We ain't made it 90 days yet, and this is going down. It's easier in the United States.
Yeah, the super spreader, watch what they get. Let them get COVID, see how they feel.
First of all, the only positive thing I can come up with, this is January the 6th, 2021. PubNet News, the first show of the year. The only thing positive I can think about in the next 14 days, we will no longer have this president running this country. So what happens to him after that, whether or not they, you know, they prosecute him for crimes and all that kind of mess, at this point I could really care less. He's got to go. All I know is a person, aside from millions, thousands of people have lost their life because of the bull crap, with the lack of somebody doing their job to secure this country and help people get through this pandemic. And now you got a whole bunch of people that's in a delusional state of mind behind one person. This reminds me of one of them. It's like a horror movie. That's what it reminds me of. The pandemic part of it reminds me of a horror movie. And I'm actually lost for words. I'm actually afraid for the next president's life. I don't. If this is happening in inauguration, I don't know what's going to happen. It's just every day is something with this dude, him and his kids. It's not just one horrible person. It's one horrible person and their family members. He has taught them to be just as horrible as he is when he's long gone from here. That's the thing. It's generational. I'm trying to come up with words. Generational horribleness. I can't, for lack of a better word, I don't even know what to say at this point. And then the dude comes out and makes a video. And I'm just like, okay. There's something wrong here. It's Cory Booker, these lawmakers came back in trying to get this done. And he was lost for words. He got emotional, grown ass men getting emotional because it's a feeling of hopelessness. What can you do? And the dude ain't been working. He ain't been working for some time now. You got Mike Pence running the show now. It's just craziness. Like, I don't even know what to say.
Oh, I got a lot to say. Usually this, and I'm going to let me unload because I got a lot to say. First of all, Happy New Year. I was going to do my little special report about Mike DeWine signed his new Stand Your Ground law in Ohio. I was going to do that. I was going to get on the officers in Louisville that got fired about Breonna Taylor. But this today just took the cake, and I might have saved that story maybe for another time. These idiots. Trump, from day one, has done nothing but destroy not only this country but the entire world. This fool, it mind-boggling, and I remember it's if you ever look at the clip on YouTube, he said this on the Oprah Winfrey show, I think 20, 25 years ago, saying the Republican Party is like one that is the dumbest party because they'll fall for anything. If you don't want to believe me, people, you go watch and look for yourself. It's on there.
Yep.
Now, and let me get to these people. Anything Trump says, dumb people believe them. After what happened today and Fox News trying to say, oh, the Black Lives Matter, they done much worse. What the hell? Wait a minute. First of all, we marched for justice after George Floyd, the Breonna Taylors. If we'd done even an inch of what we did, what these supporters did today, we would have got shackled, shot, killed. And that is a proven fact. This is why I say it on Facebook. I said this is number double staring America at its worst. And what you've seen today is just a part of it. And I put the larger blame on them GOP idiots in the Senate and the House that just enabled him from day one. From Mitch McConnell, Graham, I'm going to put Susan Collins in that mix, Ted Cruz. I don't care. They have to go. And especially Susan Collins when talking about, oh, I hope he learned his lesson after during the impeachment. Now what? This country is on fire. And by the way, if you and these Trump supporters, especially the black people for voting for Trump, how do you feel now about your president acting a damn fool? If anybody want to call up here and debate me, I say I'm ready. Because he ain't done nothing for 4 years but separating kids from parents at the border, having division, tweeting every day about doing this, I'm going to sign this executive order, yada, yada, yada.
We ain't got no wall built. We ain't got no health care plan.
He's trying to rip away health care. And he's talking trash about the Supreme Court, Pence, and I'm gonna, like I said, say it again. I'm going to say this right now. Don't be surprised. I think Merrick Garland going to get the votes to be the new attorney general. I thought it was going to probably be a female or somebody else.
Unbelievable, man.
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm going one step further because I'm pissed. I am pissed. And like I said, these black people that voted for Trump, how do you feel now you voted for a dumbass? You voted for a dumbass that don't give a damn about you or neither the black community.
He
didn't give a damn.
He went up there and told people this morning. This morning, he told them, he said, we're going to march. He literally gave them his
march.
I'm going to march with you. This motherfucker can say anything, and these idiots, I've never seen it before. They believe him. They're not playing, man. They're not acting.
It's just like
them.
I don't know what's that movie.
Believe his ass.
It's just like, I think it was the movie about Adolf Hitler. I don't know what's the movie. And everything he said, everybody followed him until, I think about the war is about to end. They were about to lose. And he said, let them all die. And he committed suicide. Because you know what? I wanted to get on here. I wanted to be happy because I wanted to even lead off with a sports story that my team finally made the playoffs after 18 years. My Browns finally made the playoffs after 18 years, and we're stuck in about talking about 45 being an idiot.
Well, first of all, congratulations on the Browns.
Thank you.
Very
loyal.
Very loyal
years.
Fan. Very loyal.
I am pissed. They should have invoked that 25th Amendment long ago, or they should have got rid of them, but they were too afraid to do it, and it's on the GOP's hands. All the 19, everything that happened today is on the GOP. The GOP is dead. And Senator Hawley, they need to recall his butt now. He should be recalled. Lindsey Graham needs to be recalled. I said Ted Cruz needs to be recalled from Texas.
He
and have an early primary start in 2022.
Graham. I ain't seen Lindsey Graham yet.
He probably hiding him. Hawley, I think Marsha Blackburn from, I think, Tennessee wanted to oppose this. I said, are you serious?
Well, they're all back to work. I'm looking at them all now.
Yeah,
and,
including Jim Jordan. Don't get me started on him.
I was hoping that one of those crazy people just accidentally get a hold of Jim Jordan. I mean, just the biggest, meanest, ugliest son bitch coming through there. The one who kicked the door open, the foot that kicked the door open should have landed right in the crack of Jim Jordan's ass. That's just my personal opinion.
And they keep voting for him in Columbus. I don't know why the people in his district keep voting for him. I don't know why. It's gerrymandered. I know that. This is ridiculous.
Well,
he gets the Medal of Freedom for what? Being a hating. Don't want to do nothing but for the top 1%.
I tell you what, that and I know I don't like no Bush, but he says some stuff today. I was like, damn.
Well, you got former president.
Stand Trump.
Who can?
Who?
Let me
be the bearer of good news. We got a caller? Okay, go ahead.
No, that's all right. We got a few people on the line. If you are listening, if you want to chime in, please press the number 1. It lets me know that you want to be on live and share your thoughts with us. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Janet.
Shout out to Georgia.
Yes.
Before all this happened, let me watch this. Let me watch this this hearing here and get this going over. But prior to that, I watched the pastor this morning with his speech, and then here, since all this has been going on, the other dude got it there in Georgia. So, and I said to myself, boy, look at black folks showing up. Whenever if we only knew our power, whenever we show up, that's when things change. When we stop listening to the bullcrap and show up. So shout out to Georgia. Y'all did it.
Yes, Stacey Abrams. She did a wonderful job, and she done a wonderful job. Them people behind the scene that worked with her knocked door to door and got new voters registered to vote. That's how you make a difference. And before, they had over 3+ million people did the early vote before the Senate election yesterday, 3+ million votes. And I still think they got to do the mail-in ballots today. So I am happy for Reverend Raphael Warnock and Ossoff. I think Reverend Warnock is the first black senator.
Black senator for Georgia. Yep.
Black senator for Georgia. We have black mayors that be in Atlanta, be in the House of Representatives, but this is a first for the Senate of Georgia. Speaking of Georgia, Trump trashed the people of Georgia. He wanted Kemp to be gone. He called the director of voting. He had to do 2 days of press conference saying this is all a lie, and he's a Republican. So he blamed everything.
That's
your
Secretary of State.
Secretary of State.
Did you hear that call?
The call. I hope you can find 11,480 votes, but the voters are really disappointed. Dude, that's a federal crime. They cannot legally do that.
And he recorded it and sent it to the news. That was kind of gangster.
He had to, because what happened was he saw Trump's Twitter feed and Trump was running his mouth, lying on the guy, so the guy had receipts. The guy said, okay, and he put on Twitter, okay, the truth will come out very shortly. He went and got all his clearances together, double-checked with his attorneys, then he released it to ABC. And it went from there. Smart.
Right. Right. I don't even know what to say. You know, people in New York knew Trump organization. He had all kind of lawsuits, breaking the law, not paying his taxes, getting people scams, getting people money, making up these schools, and just all kind of crazy. Yeah. There's real estate issues, you know.
And don't forget the Central Park 5.
Deals. Right. And has always been a voice in the community in regards to politics. So when he ran, everybody was like, nah, whatever, go somewhere. And he won. I knew for like a week I didn't sleep good. I knew it was going to go down for the next 4 years. I'm telling you, this dude was the worst. A lot of people who don't know of Trump like that, I say New York because they knew he was horrible. New Yorkers know. And what do you call it?
Letitia
these
James.
4 years. Go ahead.
Letitia James, I'm sorry to interrupt. Trump can try to pardon himself for federal crimes, but he can't pardon himself for state crimes. Letitia James is waiting on her. It's just a matter of time.
Sure enough. Exactly.
Letitia James ain't going to play.
Mm-mm.
And I'm going to tell you something else I forgot in my little rant. Mitch McConnell's wife, Elaine Chao, she's in trouble. Everybody in that administration, I think it had to probably be some do over China. Something is going on about her, and it's going to come out. It's going to come out. And once that come out, that's when Mitch McConnell will have his downfall.
Well, he was trying to be Trump's. He was trying to get Trump in there.
It's too
another
late.
4 years. So when she do get in trouble, she can get pardoned.
She can. Either way, it's over.
This is the thing. It has no longer become about, and a lot of the politicians there are saying it now, and it's just no longer, it has no longer become a part of the Constitution. People are out trying to get their own pockets fat, trying to get power, trying to get, you know, make deals behind the scene deals and stuff because of the power. Everybody want to make a run. You know, one of the bad things about him becoming the president is the average Joe that felt like, oh, you know, that was the highest office in the land. If Trump can become president, I know good and damn well I can become president. So now you got everybody running, you know. It's just pretty sad.
Even Kanye West trying to run, and now Kim Kardashian's filing divorce on him.
Good.
Yeah,
she'll
probably get majority of that money in party alimony. And
she's going to be too busy trying to protect her money.
Yeah. Oh, that's a whole nother show right there. These, like, athletes and celebrities, music celebrities, black athletes, they go broke in 5 years because they don't know how to manage their money. That's another show right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a future show right there because I will unload on that one.
Yeah.
Has anybody got any updates on Dr. Dre?
Last thing I heard, he was recovering.
Yeah, somebody tried to break in his house today.
Oh,
what?
Man.
Yeah. I think somebody sent me like a little news article that somebody was trying to do an attempted burglary at his house. And I think they said it's a rumor it might have been his ex-wife that might have been setting it up. Now, he has kids with the ex-wife. I'm hoping that Dr. Dre recovers. Because anybody know with him and Snoop Dogg back in the day?
He's made a
statement, so he's better.
Yeah.
He made an official statement, so. Yeah, but yeah, they locked up the four people who were trying to break in, so that's crazy.
Yeah.
In Brentwood, of all places. So, like, yeah, you can just walk around and think you can get away in that neighborhood. Good luck with that.
Well, Brentwood, California.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
In the uppity side. So, you know, I don't get no more uppity. You know, the cops is there quick as a hiccup. So, this is going to definitely be a that attorney general pick is problematic for me. It ain't just me. It's a lot of people.
I was waiting for to hear from somebody on that because I don't know much about the dude.
Merrick Garland was Obama's pick to be in the Supreme Court, but Mitch McConnell stopped it.
Okay. I knew it sounded familiar.
Yeah,
okay,
that was Obama's pick.
That was
the
Obama's
problem with
pick.
That is he's great for a Supreme Court judge.
But not for Attorney General.
And here's the problem. He has worked in the Department of Justice before, but not nowhere near in the level that you would want to put in charge of the Attorney General spot. Because to be in charge of the Attorney General, you're in charge of the entire Department of Justice. So ultimately, you got a guy who doesn't have any civil rights background, because that's the reason why black people care. Let's be honest. Trump dismantled the powerful civil rights division of the Department of Justice that Obama put together, him and Eric Holder. Now we got a guy in here who we didn't want, and Al Sharpton, the president of NAACP, the president of the Urban League, and a whole bunch of civil rights activists. The one thing they all could have, the young and old, is don't pick Doug Jones, none of these guys. Find someone who's already in the Department of Justice who has a history of fighting for civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
How hard is that? No.
Mm-hmm.
He's holding on to old stuff, and he's doing the stuff that Joe Biden has been known for doing. So we'll see. You know, let's get a guy a chance, but I'm not happy with it. I don't expect shit from him.
When he was contemplating this dude, and I was like, okay, a lot of us were saying that they felt like it should have been somebody black.
Well, that's what it was.
And so,
about
then I
two
said,
months ago,
if that's the case, then who? Who would you have put in that? You know, people always complaining about shit, but what's the alternative? What's the solution? Who would you have put in that spot with him?
But for real, he could have brought one of the other, the older ones back. There's nothing new about bringing back old attorney generals. Okay, you go bring back. The problem is he was grabbing too many old Obama people, and they were calling it Obama 2.0. That pissed him off, so he thought he was doing something different. About a month ago, they were saying, okay, you don't have enough blacks, so he grabbed some blacks, but he saved this one for himself. He promised this guy a spot, and he gave this guy a spot. Now, that's fine, but the guy has to make sure he's going to protect our civil rights, especially after Trump done rallied up all the racists. You know what I mean?
Right.
We got all these racists riled up.
You need somebody up in there, gangster, for that position now.
Hell yeah.
You need somebody that's going to come through, so let's hear some names. Because I got some.
Well, let's hear them.
Somebody said you need like a old black judge. Like, you need somebody like, I don't know who. Somebody said, what's the judge's name? The black judge that's on TV. What's the name?
Judge Mathis.
Yes, Judge Mathis.
I don't think he wants that.
Jesus Christ. Okay, first of all, he's not qualified to be that guy. If I want to hear somebody, no, that's not the kind of judge. He's not that kind of judge.
When I was having the conversation, they were saying him somebody that was gangster like him. And I was like, who? And it was like somebody like Judge Mathis. I'm like, okay, with that kind of, you know, I'm like, okay, I see where you're going with that. It can't be nobody, somebody that's going to get in there and get some shit done, pretty much, is what they were saying.
I want a Fed that's going to go hard and go after the people the way they came after my black ass. I want somebody who likes locking people up. I want someone with
some.
I want to see resumes. I don't care about names. I want to see resumes.
I think it should be a black female. A black female that's an attorney.
No, we want a prosecutor, not an attorney, a prosecutor with a history of protecting black people. Because if that's the case, we can go grab one of them dudes from off the damn TV commercial, grab one of his women attorneys and throw her in there. That's the case. Hillary Clinton can go do it. She's an attorney, but she doesn't have a history of prosecution.
Hillary's kind of gangster, man.
But Hillary can't help us in the Department of Justice.
No.
Because she's not that kind of attorney. There's certain kind of attorneys for certain things. We want a federal prosecutor, one who's an asshole.
We ain't got too many federal prosecutors, black women. Who we got?
Well, how is it Obama found two of them? Go get one of them back. You found a male and a female.
Susan
go,
Wright?
Go get one of them back.
Susan That's Wright. What kind of attorney was she? I'm just saying. I'm just throwing up. I'm not in the realm of attorneys that much, especially not no prosecutors, so I don't know. I'd have to do some research. Oh. But if you know somebody outside.
You were talking about Loretta Lynch. Susan Rice wasn't her job. Loretta Lynch. Remember when Eric Holder did the first part of Obama's leg? Then she finished it up. I would have brought her back. I thought she was amazing. I thought she
I did too.
She was a little on the soft side for me, but I still think she did a good job. Eric Holder, I liked him better because he was an asshole. That's why I liked them. He was a complete tool to them. There was plenty of time. Paul Ryan, you saw how they were snubbing them in subpoenas. Man, Eric Holder did it for 4 years. They didn't get they didn't get information that they asked for until he was long gone because he was an asshole. Right. That's what we want. All right, we got a caller, y'all.
All right.
Okay.
Hello, welcome to Shoebox Talk.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. How's everybody doing this evening?
All right.
Doing pretty good.
Doing good.
Yeah, I was wondering if maybe I could offer a conservative perspective on what happened today at the Capitol.
Sure.
Go ahead.
And so, yeah, I just want to say, like, and this is sort of like an observation of human nature, right? Like, if you take away whatever you may feel, whatever side you're on politically or how you may feel about the issue or what happened in the election, if you just look at just a human psychology of the sense of, if you have a group of people who feel like they have a set of grievances and those grievances haven't been addressed, at least from their perspective, whether it's through the justice system or their leadership, that oftentimes leads to people doing irrational things, like taking to the streets, rioting, protests, and so forth. And I often try to give the perspective of, think of it when what we saw last spring after the George Floyd death, and how you had a group of people who had a set of grievances that felt like it was their grievances weren't being addressed by the justice system or the leadership. While there were some people that were simply protesting the matter, there were some people that kind of went overboard and were, you know, rioting and looting and burning stuff. And so I think that's similar to what we saw today. And whether you agree with the people or not, or whether you share their perspective or not, it's just a matter of when people feel that way, or at least that's how they perceive it, I think that's what happens. In the case of the Trump supporters, I feel like that's legit. Because I sense that in 2016, when Democrats felt like there was Russian collusion that helped Trump win and that Trump worked with the Russians and they have their grievance about Trump being illegitimate, their grievances were taken seriously. And it led to a $48 million two-year investigation into whether Trump colluded with the Russians or not. Whereas now it seems like when Republicans and conservatives talk about the election being fraudulent or there may be some fraud go down, it just seemed like everybody just dismissed it right out the gate. And that no one took it serious. And so when people feel
that's
that
not
way,
true.
Whether you agree with them
that's
or not,
not
that's,
true.
That's what leads
that's
to people doing
oranges.
Crazy things.
First of all, let me address this. The black, first of all, there's no comparison to Black Lives Matter. Black Lives
no.
Matter, there was nobody standing up telling them to go out and riot. There was nobody.
I didn't say that.
Okay, well, I'm making.
I'm talking about human psychology.
Right?
I'm not talking about the cause.
Okay, so
the
psychology,
cause.
The psychology part of it is. The psychology part of it is, okay, is that it's a psychological mindset. It's brainwashing people to believe something that is not true. So the psychology part of it is that if you get enough people to believe that the lie is actually factual. See, the impeachment thing, that was one thing. You know, they researched it, they, you know, whatever, they tried to impeach him, okay. But this dude here they have proof where he done made them count. They done hand counted votes. So he said he was saying it from the beginning before the election even was over.
Started.
That if he loses, it was rigged. So regardless of the fact.
Well,
there
was evidence prior to the election
that they were say again?
But the thing is, you're getting caught up in the perspective on how you feel about it. What I'm saying is, take away how you feel
about
Trump or BLM.
I'm talking about facts.
No, no. Well, facts can come down to the information you do have, because I could present certain things and you may not be aware of and so forth, but that's beside the point. I didn't try to make this a debate about
and
the election.
And I can present certain things
happened.
As well. I've
right,
had this conversation
saying, like,
quite
it's
actually
not,
for
it's
about
not
4 years
as
now.
You think it is. But my point,
no,
that's what I'm trying
not,
to get
I
to.
Didn't
this
say
is
it
why
was
I said,
one side. I'm just addressing what you
But I'm saying just detach your how you feel about Trump or how you feel about BLM and all that. We're talking about just observing how humans react and how they act in circumstances. That's why I said regardless of whether you think they're right or not, we're talking about their perception.
No, you're trying to compare apples and oranges in the
perception.
Okay,
if you want to
give
an exact comparison, let's use 2016 in Russia. To this day, there are many liberals I know personally that still believe that the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians and that Trump is an asset for Vladimir Putin and that's the reason he won 2016. There's still people today that believe that. A lot of people,
I believe
especially
that.
On the Democrat side. Okay, well
that's
proven not true. I don't know how you. If you think that's a fact, you're crazy. They had a $48 million investigation into that specific matter.
Oh my God!
Just
no, come
because
on. Now.
They investigated.
If you still think that Trump
Wait
is an asset for the Russians, then now you're engaging in the same behavior that you're claiming that when it comes to Trump supporters and the issue of voter fraud, whether it happened or not. That's the same conspiratorial like kind of thinking, even though that you could make, I could easily make up several arguments to prove that that's not true. And I don't
no,
think you'd be ready
not.
To address it.
We could have a 2 hour show. We could have a personal conversation. My facts is
right.
my facts.
But that's what that's
and
why
I
didn't
know,
want us to get into that. I wanted us to stay out of that because
and I've been following it and
forward.
I know exactly what I'm talking about. There's no conspiracy thinking right here. I'm talking about
okay,
factual,
let me make
and if I
have
the information
the
in front of me, the report that Mueller put out, they was not able
yes.
to prosecute a sitting president, and he
but
was.
That's not what I asked. Did you read the Mueller report when it came to the specific allegation of
which
Trump
one?
And his campaign colluding with the Russians? Because he addressed it in the
which
report.
Which one? They have proof.
What do you mean which
that
one?
He did.
Wait a minute.
And we shall see.
Ma'am, there was no proof presented that he colluded
right.
with the Russians.
Well,
right,
wait a minute.
Hold on, y'all.
That's
hold on, running low
William
on time.
Barr squashed it.
I got,
he
I got
it
other.
And then
I got other.
Go ahead.
Hold on, guys. We got other people on the line.
Come on.
Okay.
Let's let him finish his statement, and then we're going to move on to the next caller because we only got like 20 minutes left, and we got people on.
Let me make this
sir.
Quick about the Mueller report. It's you can read it for yourself, people. It's not like you don't take my word for it. It's in the report. It breaks it down. There was.
Oh, I have okay. already. So, I've done a couple of shows on it. This ain't the first time we had this
so
conversation.
So have you read the Mueller report? That's what I'm asking. Did you actually?
I have
it?
Read.
Or are you just going off what
version.
You read in the
There's
news?
There's two versions out.
Well, I have read the Mueller report multiple times. I also read the mm-hmm. Senate report, which was more detailed than the Mueller report. It and
right.
even the Senate confirmed that there was some activities between the Trump administration as well
oh
as Russia.
Oh my gosh! No, you know how to prove that's not true.
Yeah,
When the Democrats went for their impeachment, that issue wasn't even brought on the table, and yet they decided to impeach him on the phone call with the Ukrainian president. Come
well,
on, man.
The reason,
you got to think logically.
Well, no,
brother.
Hold on. Let me answer your question.
I understand that
let
you
me,
don't like
let
Trump,
me,
but
no,
you can't
let
your emotions or how you feel about the man blind your judgment.
I no.
Listen,
no hold on. Let me respond to him. I listened to y'all, so let me respond to him directly. I'm not basing that off emotions. And the answer to your question is the Senate report didn't come until months after the impeachment.
Yeah.
No, brother. We're talking about the conclusion of the Mueller investigation. The impeachment happened in 2019.
Yeah, I heard y'all. And the problem is Mueller decided not to prosecute because he didn't feel he could. He left it up to Congress.
That's a
but
separate point.
Well, hold
that's
on.
A separate point. But he addressed
but,
the issue
but,
whether there was evidence that Trump colluded with the Russians.
I get that. But while y'all was going back and forth about Mueller, I went to the actual Republican-controlled Senate chamber that did the investigation and provided evidence that Donald Trump did. The one that went below the radar. Go look it up. Go look
at. Yeah, I know what we're referring to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it does.
That came
doesn't say
after.
That he colluded
yeah.
with the Russians. It did not say that.
Okay,
come on, man. I followed
right.
it.
Oh my
closely.
God.
Well, okay.
No, he
well,
didn't.
With, I thank you for your call,
that,
man.
That
you're
is,
more
that,
welcome.
That is nothing more than the excuse that was put out by the DNC because they didn't want to take responsibility for the fact that Trump had a message that connected with the Midwest that got him to win. That's what happened. And that they didn't connect with black voters in the Midwest, and they had a low turnout rate among their own voters, and that's what went down. That's how he won 16.
Okay.
People who don't who didn't follow the election didn't know. But again, I'm not some Republican, pro-Trump only. I'm an independent. I volunteered in the Obama campaign. I've been on both sides politically. So I'm not looking at this as strictly from one lens. I can see both sides. But what I noticed is that on the liberal side, they're dismissing what happened in 16 and are failing to acknowledge the fact that Trump's position on trade, especially, was what resonated in places like Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, which is what helped him win the election. That's what it came down to. But the Democrats don't want to take responsibility for that because that will cause them to have to say, oh, we screwed up. It was Hillary screwed up by not even campaigning in Wisconsin, which was crazy.
Okay,
and
now
so,
we're getting into something else.
You're more than welcome to stay on because we got other callers.
Yeah.
You're more than free to
next caller.
We can turn this to a group convo.
Yeah.
Hello, caller. Thank you for waiting. Welcome to Shoebox Talk.
Hi, baby dolls. How is everybody?
All right.
Well, good evening.
This is Miss J. How are you?
Hey, Miss J. You got some comments for us?
How you been? Happy New Year to you too, darling. I just want to know one thing. Why are y'all entertaining this Trump supporter?
So people with different views shouldn't even talk to each other, right? That's how it is now?
Everybody gets to speak.
Yeah.
No, this is why the country's so divided now because no one wants to talk to somebody who's got different views.
And
now.
Look at a spade being an actual spade. Mm-hmm. What has Trump did for
Ma'am,
America?
Have you ever heard the saying, beware the sound of one hand clapping?
Yeah, I have.
And that's all we heard was Trump hand clapping. That's all we heard.
Ma'am, I'm talking about when you can't engage in a dialogue with someone who's got a totally different perspective than you, you can end up getting caught in what's called an echo chamber where you only talk to people who share the same view as you.
Well, that's why we're here, man. That's why we let you on. We don't subscribe to that here.
Let me have this conversation.
Well, hold on, before you get that, Ms. J, call. Let's let Ms. J get her points out.
Okay.
She ain't been on 30
first.
Seconds yet. Mm-hmm.
Okay, my thing is this. Trump has been so divisive in his conversations with America that he has tore this country completely up. What sitting president has caused this much hail? Has caused other countries to openly laugh at America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. We have over 300,000 plus lives because of arrogance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. You're going to blame all the COVID deaths on Trump?
Hope. It's not about sitting up here not
Ma'am,
being able to listen
every president
to someone
is divisive.
Else's
it just depends
opinion.
On your perspective.
That's all well and fine.
Obama
your opinion
was
is
divisive.
Your opinion.
Bush was
opinions
divisive.
Are just like buttholes.
Clinton,
everybody
Reagan,
got one. But at the
all right,
end
hold
of
on,
the day,
let her get her
when
point
you
out.
Sit up here and you're in the White House and you do something as negligent as causing 300-plus lives over what you feel like is a Democratic hoax, you are assholes.
Oh, well, that's just your opinion. That's not a true, but again,
no, that's fact.
Even Twitter, even Twitter put out a statement on the issue of calling the virus a hoax.
Is that why Twitter
even put a no clarifying? That's not what he said.
No,
he was referring to the reaction by the media, but that's beside the point. I'm going to ask you.
No,
was Obama a divisive president? Yes or no?
We're not talking about Obama.
It's not about Obama.
No, you said you've never seen a president
Obama been
this
out
divisive.
For four
I'm asking
years.
You, was Obama divisive?
I say no.
Well,
could you give us an example of how it was?
Okay,
no
so that's my point. You don't view Obama
president.
Divisive because you're coming from a liberal perspective where you're in agreement with him, so you don't see it as a problem. Now I'll ask
oh,
you about
that's not
Bush.
True. We don't
was George
agree
Bush
with
was George
Obama
Bush
did.
A divisive president? Was George Bush divisive? Yes or no?
We do not agree, and we're not going to go down the line of presidents because we'll be here all night.
No,
but
yeah.
Nobody
but ma'am,
here
I'm talking about
is
perspective.
Agreeing.
Let me jump in. I got something to say.
Good,
now let's go back to about COVID. 300 it's about 300,000 people have died because the inaction of Trump not taking this virus seriously from day one when it came here to the United States. If he would have done at least half the work, we would probably have been in better shape. But he said, and I quote, when you have 15 people and them 15 people are recovering and all that stuff, and we've done a wonderful thing. Wait a minute. This thing was from early March of last year. This thing was coming, and it counted
COVID was in America before March. It was in America as early as September, October, November.
Really?
Well, let me tell you. No, why didn't Trump? Why didn't Trump take
just in California alone, there were more than 400,000 cases of COVID in November. The November before the so-called January.
No,
it's been in the country longer than you think.
It was
I know.
Not.
I had COVID in November before.
Any other president, would have taken this virus or any other virus from any country seriously.
And made an epidemic.
But Trump did not care.
Let's go down the facts here. Trump instituted a national lockdown, yes or no?
What you're saying, hold on, Darius. What you're saying is not factual. It is not. And I'm going to just call.
We did not have a national lockdown in America. Right now, you're pretending that didn't happen.
It was the governors that had to shut down their own state, not Trump.
Yeah, because constitutionally, the federal government can be the one to institute that has to be done on the state level. But did Trump call for them to do that? Yes. Now, when it came to, did the federal government provide funding for PPE to make the respirators? Yes, they did. Did the government start Operation Warp Speed in order to get the vaccines in place? Yes, they did. The only difference between Trump's plan and Biden's plan, if you study it, is Biden wanted to put in a national mask mandate. That's all that separated it. Otherwise, they did the same thing.
And you're just going to speak and not going to follow the rules. So we mute out people like that. We're supposed to be having a conversation. We're not going to talk over
I was making my facts plain. I guess remember, man, this is a four-on-one conversation.
No, that's not happening. You say something, I say something, and we have a dialogue. You just spewing out all these facts that you say that are facts. The point I was trying to make is this show is recorded. So everything that you're saying can be fact-checked. Half the stuff that you're saying
I want you to fact check me on the spot.
It is not true.
I made my first point, and then you cut me off right in the middle of it.
January the 6th of 2021, I will go on record, and I will invite you back to my show that half the stuff that you're saying is not true. Period. You can take that.
You don't
got to
invite me back. You can do it right here, right now. I'm going
to
stand by what I'm saying.
And we can have a debate, but you're not going to get on this show and just start spewing out facts.
I understand what it is. You hate the guy. You're blinded by your hatred for the man. You forget what happened.
You say something, somebody else say something. We have a dialogue. You just talking over people. That's not how we run this show. So when you want to sit down, when you want to have a conversation and bring your facts, and I got my facts, and whoever
I presented four facts. You can just move them right now, rather than just going over in circles about this thing. Just go to the point.
Okay.
I made four statements. You can fact check me right now and just prove me right here. Go ahead.
We do not operate that way.
I got that, but now you're just moonwalking and tap dancing. Just cut to the chase. I made four points. You can just prove it right now on the spot.
So what I need for you to do, my producer of the show, is to mute this caller out.
Of course you're going to silence me. That's how it goes.
Thank you for calling, sir.
He's going to roll with us or he's not.
All right, he's gone. I hung up on him. He's gone.
Listen, I'm going to finish my point. I got to move on.
Ms. J, still there?
Ms. J?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I was going to make my point.
Work your nerves.
Hold on one second. You welcome all callers, everybody's point of view, but you're not going to get on this show. This ain't Howard Stern and all them other people that get on there talking crazy. We have law and order up in here. So you have a dialogue, you have your opinion, and then you're not going to talk down to nobody and tell them they're in their feelings and their emotions, and they're not bringing no facts. We're just not going to have that over here. So you might want to take that on down the road. to somebody else's show because we have a conversation about it, and we welcome everybody. Trump supporters are welcome as well. As long as you can follow the rules and not come down to my followers, you're welcome to call back up in here with your facts, and we can debate. I'll make it a two-hour show, and we can debate all day long. Okay,
yeah.
So that's two-box talk. I don't know where you used to call it into, but we don't do that here.
Mm-mm-mm.
Well,
moving on. Do we have any more callers?
No. It's okay. No.
Well, I'm just going to finish my point about the virus. Any other president, from Obama, from Bush, Clinton, we can go back. They took any health virus thing real seriously before it got out of hand. Trump did not take this seriously. He thought it was a joke, and he called it the China virus every day during his press conference. We got an update about the China virus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody
knows.
His inaction.
He's being blamed, the reason why is because he's the sitting president of the United States. So if you that there's a virus that's raging in your country, you have the power to do something about it, right?
Yeah.
It may take some time to come up with a vaccination. You sat up there and did the opposite, told people not to wear masks. You know what I'm saying? We're going to inject bleach, have people putting bleach into their arms and all kind of craziness.
Janet.
And
this
is the highest office in the land, in the United States, and you have a large following of people actually believing you.
Yeah.
Right?
But,
so,
Janet, let me finish my point.
Because
let's go.
Of that, he's negligent.
Here's the thing. What about when New York had that big breakout? He didn't help New York till the last minute. He didn't help them out till the last minute, and including about DeSantis in Florida.
What he did do was, when he did, he just like anybody else, like any crook, he tried to get out of it by leaving it up to the governor of the state.
Yeah.
And that's not leadership.
No.
That's
because
not leadership.
They did a survey, I think, on MSNBC. They said almost all the governors has been doing a better job than the president of the United States when handling COVID. Now, there's going to be some governors? There's going to be a lot of governors in trouble next year. You watch, especially the ones like DeSantis is in trouble, Kemp is in trouble. And I even think the governor of Texas is going to be in trouble.
Yeah, he needs to. The one in Texas is not good either. And the blood is on their hands. All these people died.
Yeah.
With the virus have come over here, regardless of what president, that's absolutely correct. But if you're the president of the year, other presidents did it. Over in the UK, over in other countries, they stood up and said, they shut down China. When they got their numbers down, they were like, you come up, they straight shut it down. You know what I'm saying? You know, and in the UK, they're doing that now. Trump gave it to the governors to decide. So some states was rolling with him, and then he made it matters worse. He made it worse when he made it a difference between the Republican states and the Democrat states.
Yeah.
That's when it started to get bad. So is he liable? Absolutely. Was the virus going to come over here regardless of who was the president? Absolutely. But if you have the power to give instruction, there was no leadership, there was no instruction, and he basically just didn't care. And then when the governors was trying to do something about it, he's making it worse by telling people this is not a virus.
Yeah.
It's just as bad as the flu. And all that stuff, people seem to forget, but I have not forgotten. He's on record.
Me neither.
All up on Twitter, on social media, even when he got sick. He's doing
Janet, like DeSantis. Wait a minute. Janet, but like the governor of Florida, DeSantis, he still let people on the beach. He didn't believe in these things.
Somebody has a very bad echo on this line. Whoever's on speakerphone, please pick up your phone.
How about now?
All right.
Is that me?
There we go. All right. Go ahead, Darius.
Is that better? Okay.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
Here's the thing. When DeSantis is another crook, he lets people still be on the beach like it's nothing. Now this virus is out of control in Florida, and it's on his hands. But now since Trump is going to be out of there. I said, usher all them ignorant fools out of there, too.
Well,
he forced the governors to be more presidential than him. And like the Cuomo in New York, he had to get on press conferences every single day to update what's going on in New York. We're running out of this. We're running out of that. There was no federal response from Trump until the last minute because he didn't give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
All them deaths is on the hands on the president and on the Republican Party for not taking this seriously from day one when it hit.
Yeah.
And now
it's
going to take a year. I think by 22, we might be back to normal.
Yeah.
I say by 22, we might get back to normal.
Then the one doctor that could help him, first of all, Obama already knew that it was going down. He had a plan in place in case it jumped off. He took that book and threw it in the trash can.
Yeah, ripped
it
up.
And then looked at Dr. Fauci and told him where to go. All of that, you compile that all together, and he's negligent. He had the
tools.
He
didn't care.
All you have to do is follow the book.
If he would have been presidential like Obama and say, hey, we got a serious virus in this country, therefore I'm going to shut this country down for the next 90 days. And from 90 days from now, we're going to figure what's the next steps we're going to do in terms of recovery, and we're going to save as many lives as possible in each state.
I'm done with it. He's liable.
And I think the Republicans are going to lose their seats in 22. Now, you can put that on record.
Everybody's about to get that dollar, get the pink slip. Everybody looking at the rate that we're going, looking at 2024, we might not make it. Let this virus, we got a new strand in town. Let this virus come
from
through.
The UK.
We might not be here in 2024.
Quick news update, y'all. Lindsey Graham is on the floor fighting for the side of
life. I'm watching this.
Oh, my God.
Clutch your pearls. He is literally grinding these people who are challenging. He's grinding them up pretty good, by the way. Continue.
So he didn't change his tune?
No, Lindsey Graham has never been one of the people to sign on for this shit that's going on today.
He needs to go.
Yeah, he needs to go, but he wasn't a part of this Ted Cruz fiasco.
Ted Cruz needs to walk in boots tonight.
What was he saying, Hakim? I missed it.
He just pretty much recited what it says in the Constitution, and he explained. He said, nowhere in the Constitution does it say that Mike can disagree with what they know. That's not what we're here for. And he gets it. Biden won. It's over. All right. We're at 1:40. It's time to wrap up, Queen.
Okay.
From time to time, we get callers. A lot of times they just be listening, but this caller called in. I don't even think we got his information. If you're still listening, you're welcome to call in. But you need to know, we might need to do a disclaimer at the beginning of the show that we have a conversation on this network and on this show, and we're going to have a dialogue. We're not going to talk over people, and we're not going to talk down to people. We appreciate y'all listening. To all the listeners, we appreciate y'all calling in. Again, Happy New Year. We made it to 2021, and let's see if we can't get to the 20th of this month to get us a new leadership. Y'all have a good night.
Good night, everyone.
All right.
Hey, by the way, guys, don't forget, if you're looking for work, you want to work from home, check out ZuriInc.com. That's ZuriInc.com. Work from home spots are available, and you can also follow us or Shoebox Talk on all your social media platforms, as well as HubNet Online on all your social media platforms. Darius?
Protesting for major changes for now in the future. If you're interested in joining the group, I'll put the group link in Shoebox Talk. We talk about everything that's going on in the community that's affecting black people.
Awesome. Okay, guys, that's out of time. Have a great night.
Good night.